after dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sad J, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hand in my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. It's a beautiful, beautiful Monday, and I got my co-host is with the Moses in the building. My girl Taryn Lemon. What's up?
What's up?
Not much. Glad to have you as usual. You're kicking it with me.
Of course. Couldn't miss it.
Oh my God, y'all. Today, man, I gotta go out straight to back and say, oh my God, you're in the downfall area today. Not so good today. Oh my God, y'all. I was like, yeah, spring is officially here. I took a lot. It's been kind of decent during the day, but the nighttime is always the indicator of when you know spring is here. When, oh yeah, tonight it felt good. So that let me know, hey, guess what, y'all? Springtime is here. Speaking of, you gotta give it a hand for that, y'all. I gotta give it a hand for that. Thank you. I'm loving it, man. I'm telling you, I love. You know, if I had on a short today, had a short sleeve shirt, I felt good. Yeah, it feels good. It was 85 degrees today. 85. Oh, man. It's officially, I mean, the skin is about to come out, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So, yes. Oh, man. Yeah. It's definitely a blessing. How about the weather up there? Because I know if you're further up north, you know, like y'all tend to deal with a little bit cooler temperatures for a little bit longer.
Yeah, we actually still have snow on the ground. So,
oh, y'all got
y'all
snow.
Are lucky.
I ain't with that. Even I was in Jersey, I don't like all that stuff. I'm like, I'm not too big as, you know, so many people are like, oh, I'm so excited, there's snow on the ground, and it's cold outside. I'm like, no, y'all can have that. But let me get back to the heat, because some people are like, well, you're sweating and stuff in the heat. But in my opinion, when you're in the heat, oh, man, you can do so much more in the heat than you do in cold air.
Yeah, but I mean, people be getting out here, man. But yeah, it's not too much you can do, though, when there's snow on the ground and ice,
well,
and the
heat,
weather's,
man,
cold. And
going down. Going down. Okay, so I'm gonna give a shout out to girl Junie. Shout out to Matthias M in the chat. I see you. What's up? I want to shout out to everybody listening via Facebook, listening on Dustspot, listening from the archives, whether it's iTunes or TuneIn or some of the other various people that broadcast the show. It's definitely a good look. And I want to go ahead and give a shout out to today's show for y'all. I don't know who's going to be on today's show. We have a very young, talented artist by the name of TC, a.k.a. Traylon Clayton. And this dude, I definitely got to just commend him because I think I talked about him about a couple of weeks ago about how he presented himself. And actually got a chance to meet him in person for the first time. That's for, you know, I ain't even interacted him online or anything. I just interacted him in person. And he just carried himself so well. And the dude is only 19 years old.
Wow.
19. And he has more mature than half the people that's in their mid-20s that I meet that's in the industry. So, I mean, this guy big him up for that. And y'all get a chance to, you know, chop it over him in a bit. He's from Sulphur Springs, Texas, East Texas. So we're going to be chopping up with him later on the show. Now, of course, y'all know it is Monday. So every Monday is the Hot After Dusk edition. So we're going on some of the hot news and some of the hot mess. So what are we going to do? We're going to go to some music. And we come out from the music break, we'll be going in on some of today's hot news and hot mess. So y'all tune in to one of the craziest shows on the net. Life at Dust Live, your boy Sunny J and your girl Tamron Lamonski. All right, let's go ahead and go to my boy Young Drama, and this is his track, I'm Shine. We'll be back.
Show you the money.
That's not so good. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yes. Yes. Louder.
Show me the money.
That's it, bro. You got to shout.
Show me the money.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better go. Show me the money.
Okay. Yo, call me Top Gun, cause I fought for that position. Getting money's motivation, so I treat it like a mission. All these hoes love me. They see me as a ticket, got that tropical haze, like I'm sipping on a mystic flows. Crazy man, loco, damn, I'm so ballistic. Not patient with these hoes, but I'm still getting visits. Ayy, switch it up, not fucking with none of these dummies. I'm smoking on that loud, so you smell me when I'm coming. Ayy, wake up every day, like fuck yesterday. Ain't worried about tomorrow, but tonight we popping bottles. Met a bitch on the E-line, she told me she a model. Told me too many people starving, that's why she always swallow. Ayy, yes, it's that city life. No need to bark, I'd rather fight. But I ain't talking rhymes, so get it right. I said the wordplay's mean, that's why I'm always moody. And all that fucking acting, you can save it for the movie. And I'ma take my time with this rap shit. And I'ma shine. And watch me get it. That paper, the fame, the power. I want it. Get it. That paper, the fame, the power. I want it. Being fresh needs money, and to make money, you need to work. If you ain't about what you talk about, that shit will get you hurt. If I lie about what I do, that's not good for my conscience. Cause when you get caught in your lies, you get caught up in nonsense. Hey, paper, fame, power's what I need in life. Getting high if the weed ain't right. Trying to dim my lights, but I'm too bright. First class weed got me high like I'm on a flight. Hey, drummer boy ENT. Yeah, that's what I'm repping. Just defeated you. How I'ma tell you get to stepping. Yo, that's a metaphor. Don't be illiterate. Trying to stop the movement, I suggest you reconsider it. Shout out to all my haters. I know their fingers crossed. Got on like ugly, so stop praying for my downfall. Or see a brick house. I'll break a brick wall. We haven't safe sex, but I'm so wrong. And I'ma take my time with this rap shit. And I'ma shine. I'ma shine. And watch me get it. That paper, the fame, the power. I want it. Get it. That paper, the fame, the power.
Hey, all right, back, everybody on Life at Dust Live. with your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Tara Lamonskay.
Hey,
and that was
her
boy, Young Drama, the track Shine. Now, of course, I told you that it is Monday, and we can't give you, it can't be a Monday on Life of the Dust Live, but a little bit of hot news, a little, of course, a little bit of hot mess, so, oh, man. And I'm going to go ahead and share some, as far as, we're going to go with some hot news out top of the bag. How was your event from this past week? I know it's Saturday. Saturday you had a big event, and
I did.
You know a lot of people were ready to come show up to show up at. So let everybody know what happened.
All right, let everybody in the D know that I had a party at Club XS, and it did hit capacity. Yo, like it was crowded at 11:30. So I mean, it was a big success. By 12:30, it was wrapped. We had that. It was locked down. So. We enjoyed ourselves. We turned up. People was on, you know, people were smooth. It wasn't really no fights like that, you know, until, like, the ending, of course. But, I mean, hey, we had a fun time. Everybody was mellow, cool, enjoying ourselves. It was a lot of ladies that came out, too. That's what I was so proud of. Because at first I thought it was going to be, like, okay, a whole bunch of guys. But ladies came out. The fellas came out. They did their thing. So, and we're doing this, you know, again and stuff with another theme in April. So that's going to be the takeover for real, for real.
I mean, the thing is, too, people are realize like, ladies want to go with the guys. I mean, everybody's want to do the ladies' night. I mean, that, of course, that's a test of time, but sometimes the guys don't come. You need the guys to come in full force because if the ladies don't see a lot of guys, they go, they're not going to go. So,
true.
I mean, it's pretty much showed that, hey, y'all proved that point.
Yeah, that's very true. So that was a good thing. You know, that we wanted to show the fellas. They're appreciated, too. So they all came out. They showed love. It was great. It was beautiful. I had a good night. That was a smooth night, I got to say. So shout out to Club XS and everybody that was on the party. AY, Jasmine, Juicy J, Keisha, everybody that was there. Oh, 107.5 Bookie Naked, too. Everybody. We did our thing. So very happy.
Definitely. Now, we got... So of course we got some. We're gonna say the media. We're gonna say the media take out stuff because we know that most of y'all somewhat might know about it already, or you might not. So we're gonna reiterate it for you. But we're gonna go to one of my favorite sites. This is my favorite site for me to take out is because these people do the stupidest crap. And y'all remember? I still remember the story from last week. The stupidest one was the guy that was humping the mashed potatoes that was shaped like a moon. He got fired at KFC. I've been talking about that for over a week now because it's been painting my mind of what the hell. So,
man.
I don't know. Okay, so I always love this. I always let you pick. So, Taryn, I'm going to let you pick which one of these three we talk about first because it's some more. It always gets stupid. And just to let you know, the site I'm on is www.clumsycrooks.com. You can check them out. That's at www.clumsycrooks.com. And know people, not only are there crooks that do stupid stuff, they have stupid stuff that cops do too, so don't let it fool you. Give me some cops doing some. Man, I'm looking over here like, this is White House. You still work with the police department?
Wow. What the hell?
Okay, now, my favorite. Okay, here we go. Time to play the Taryn picks the first story of it. Should we talk? You want. I'm going to give you the name of the stories, and then I'll let you pick which one is the crazy one I got to talk about first. Okay, dog shoots man accidentally.
What?
So we're going to get, okay, that, you're going to go that one.
What the hell?
No, that one sounds good. I know that one sounds good so far, but hold on. Upset nursing student threatens to blow up St. Vincent's. Ooh, can y'all get wild?
Oh, shit.
It's getting bananas. Oh, my God, this one. Here, I think this one might be it. Couple charged with assault after chips and dip fight over the last beer.
No. I got to go with the one about wanting to blow up the, what was that? The St. what?
It's St. Vincent's Medical Center.
Oh, Vincent? Yeah, we got to talk about that one first. That's crazy.
All right, so we're going to go to that. And Romana, again, you can catch these toys at clownsandcreeps.com. See, I'm not just making them up out of the blue. But, okay, so apparently, a nursing student was very upset because she was left off the invitation list to a classmate's wedding, threatening to blow up St. Vincent's Medical Center, police said. Apparently, Teresa Burden of 37 of Sanctum Drive was charged with four counts of first-degree threatening after she sent a series of threatening letters, some containing a dangerous-looking substance, to the hospital, police said.
Wow. That is, wow. People are losing their minds. Why does everybody want to blow up things?
I mean, but seriously, because she wasn't invited to the wedding?
That is so crazy. She bitter. She one of them bitter people. She was about to be a wedding
crasher. Yeah, like, take that to the max. Like, why? So you going to go try to, what, it's an anthrax or something? You, well, she must put, like, some anthrax in the letter or something. You said 30 letters and they got some substance in that looks dangerous. I mean, that's just because you weren't invited to the wedding. And she's 30. Woman, you're 37 years old. What in the hell is wrong with you?
Yes. Doing the most. Doing the most. That's crazy.
I mean, really. Cheryl, somebody didn't invite you to a wedding. How would you react to them? They didn't invite you.
I wouldn't care. I would not care. Not that damn serious. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, and then who gives a rat's ass?
Like,
what's
true.
What's up, VX25 Vixen Magazine? I see you. What's up?
What's up?
Oh, man. No, there's plenty of things I haven't been invited to. And in a day, I just really don't begin to deal. Like, in a day, the world's going to keep spinning and my life's going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to end my life because I didn't go to your wedding.
Exactly.
Especially if you're not my family. I think it's like a family member or something. I mean, just acting reckless. People are so freaking stupid. And then instead of just being mad and yell at the person, you figure you threaten the hospital. Wow. So you're gonna put your life on the line all because you weren't invited to a wedding. That's stupid.
God
dang it. Well, I don't know. She might get the Crickets Award of the day. I'm thinking she's gonna get them Crickets, but we are gonna go to the next one because that woman. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, this one. Oh God, this is hilarious to me. I don't like understand this stupid stuff right here. This, when animals are involved, it just gets out of hand. Okay, a dog shoots a man accidentally, according to police. It's a case of dog shoots man and not man shoots dog. I mean, so where, you know what, I want to know right off the bat, before I can get into the story even more, where the hell is Peter? No, where is Peter when this shit happened? You know, Peter's always, don't kill the animals. All we do is we have fur on. Peter show up when that shit happened, but where are they going to be at when we look at this dog and shot somebody? It's an accident, but still, Peter ain't nowhere to be. If we would have accidentally shot a dog, Peter would have been all over us. But then we don't see him as a dog shooting people. But okay, going to that some more. A frostproof man reported to Sebring Police on February 23rd, that he was traveling in his truck when his dog kicked a gun on the truck's floor, resulting in him being shot in the leg.
Wow.
My thing is this. Okay, he's an idiot. Why didn't you have your safety on? Like, you had your safety on. I mean, all this kind of stuff. And how the hell did your dog get the goddamn gun? I'm really just thinking about this stuff. I mean, the gun, of course, you know, if a gun has a certain force, depending on the type of gun, it'll shoot off or whatever. But my thing is this, all these different precautions, not putting your safety on, all this different kind of stuff, and you allowed your dog to be near the gun. At that, it was accessible enough for your dog to get to it. So, I don't know what to say.
Exactly.
This dude's fucking dumb. He doesn't, Peter, y'all don't even want to show up for this one. This dude pretty much bought it by himself. Not wishing bodily harm against him, but he's just fucking dumb.
Period, though, because the story is just stupid. Like, what? Like, that shit, no way.
God. People, I'm sorry. I mean, my dog's not going to be nowhere near my gun. My aunt's dog, who I love death, Chaz, I wouldn't let him near a pitcher of Kool-Aid, let alone let him near some fucking freaking gun. I wouldn't near anything that's going to cause a mess or anything. He doesn't get to be around it. All right, now, here goes this one. I think this one is good. I want to get this one the crickets of war, but I don't know that woman. She's getting the crickets. She looks like she might get the crickets, though, but. Okay, so this is a couple being charged with assault after chips and dip fight over the last beer. A Canadian couple faces domestic assault charges after attacking each other with chips and dip after apparently fighting over the last beer.
Wow.
The last beer, apparently, though. Police in Lindsay, Ontario, Canada, y'all doing some crazy shit in Canada, too. So, you know, we always get mainly the U.S. stories, but it's always good to see around the world craziness, because we do get international listeners, and they want to know what some people are doing in their countries, too. Okay, so police in Lindsay, Ontario, said that they were called early Friday to a home where there had been 15 previously documented domestic disputes. Wow, people. So, I mean, I'm just thinking of this. If there were 15 documented domestic disputes, and this last one that so happened to, you know, get the attention was a chip and dip fight. What the hell were the other fights? I mean, were they like throwing mashed potatoes at somebody? Not like, over a goddamn beer, y'all. Yeah. I mean,
over a beer, though. I mean, I feel they was, I mean, you know, they wanted to turn up, though. That's the excuse. They were turning up. So the last one.
But, I mean, it's a beer. I mean, with the sun, yeah, all these different things. Okay, they were at the house, apparently. So my question is this. I mean, was the liquor store closed? You can just go to the liquor store instead of throwing, I mean, getting the, I mean, my thing is this. Y'all got in a fight, y'all got in a food fight, and the police got involved in this? I'm a little confused. So I've never in the history of me seeing a food fight happen, have I seen police get involved. Yeah, they had to have called them, and somebody, well, I think it, I don't understand. Like I said, they got 1,500 documented cases. I don't even know what the other ones are. So, whatever. I'm done. The cricket award goes to the woman who was upset because her friend or whoever at the freaking hospital did not invite her to the wedding. Boo-hoo.
Yeah, that's weak. She weak.
She gets the cricket award today. I really can't rock with that. Shout out to my girl, Mala Angela, in the building. I see you. And it's not running, y'all. You know it's not running, too, because I did say today in the show I was going to announce who is the winners of the photography, the football theme photographer contest and the football theme model contest. I'm going to mention that in the show today. Y'all stay tuned. I will tell you who won. I will even give you the percentages of
bottom
to top. So they're going to find out who got it, man. And it's some good prizes that people will be getting. But people thought we were playing. Not a game. Shout out to CMWare.com. I appreciate them so much. And that's one of the good things that came out of BBM was the still love they show. So big up to them.
Sure, for sure.
All right. So I'm going to go to, of course, now Media Takeout. And the other stories are coming from MediaTakeout.com, the most visited urban website in the world.
I'm
talking the top story that I got. This show, man, you know what? In my opinion, this show be so goddamn dry. I did not like this season of Love & Hip Hop. It's too dry for me. But
I ain't been watching it like that either. Like, I'm just not that.
You know, I mean,
I'm not into it.
I just don't really get into it, but when I do watch it, you know, and then I hear people don't really be talking about it. So it's just like, and then people are like, well, is this because there's no drama? It's not even just that. It's just not really, even when they're not doing it, it's successful or not, it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I'm just not feeling it. It's kind of whack to me this season. I'm not feeling it. All right, so go to the top story on MediaTakeout.com. Loving some Love & Hip Hop drama, everybody. Speaking of which, Rich Dollar's baby mother is caught up in a high school sex basketball and murder scandal.
Holy shit.
I know. I was like, I was already, before I even saw the murder part, I started tripping up and I saw the sex. You like, 202 on camera. Right, what the fuck was going on? Okay. Wow. Now, apparently, okay, now, keep this too. Let's put this all in perspective. His baby mama, last month, got him arrested for failure to pay child support.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, oh man, it's out running. She's being investigated for fraud and possibly more as well. According to a person in the know, Alessandra is said to have falsified documents so that her 23-year-old husband, Mackenzie Swill, could attend high school again and play high school basketball. She presented herself as his guardian, stating that he was a wayward child whose mother is a crackhead. She presented phony documents stating that he was from Louisiana, which included a phony transcript and birth certificate. The school allowed her husband to come into school where he played basketball. Mackenzie managed to play on the team, although he only scored 4 points off the year. He only scored 4 points all year until he was discovered. Okay, now. Yeah, how they gonna find about him now? Apparently, Rich Dollar's baby mama, which we get into the perspective, Rich Dollar is not the guy with the high school doing the whatever. Just putting that into perspective for you. His name was Chandra, snitched on this dude, and then when she suspected that her husband was having an inappropriate relationship with a 17-year-old high school girl. Oh, man, figure wild. Now, one of the basketball team's assistant coaches, Coach Jimmy McClain, was mysteriously and brutally murdered just a few days before Mackenzie's fraud was discovered. And family and friends are pushing police to see whether Coach McClain was murdered because he found out about Mackenzie's fraud. Oh, man. Just. Wow. I don't know what to say. I don't even want to read any more of the source media takeout. That was just in itself. So just two juices for me. That in itself is two juices for me. I don't know what to say. What you got to say about that, Terry? I'm at a loss of words right now.
It's crazy. Like, that's too much. Like, these people are getting caught up in too much, man. Like, honestly. Like, how are you trying to get your so-called, you know what I'm saying, baby daddy caught up in some bull, and you all on trial for some whole other junk and getting investigated? Like, she doing too much. Like, you need to sit down for real. Like, these people are crazy.
Now, my thing is this, like, people so badly, I mean, I know, you know how people always want to live in their past and want to live back in high school. Oh, I wonder if I could only go back to high school again and go back and play sports, I would go do it and go relive whatever. That little first stupid fantasy they have. And I guess he just took his fantasy a little bit too far. I don't know, y'all. I'm done. I'm officially done. I'm done for the day. I can't do it. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. I see I think my boy is in the building. Go ahead and check it out. Let's see. All right, so call up on the 903. If I'm not mistaken, this has to be my boy TC. Am I correct?
Yeah, this TC right here.
What's up? What's up?
What's good, bro?
Welcome to the show, man. We're glad to have you.
Yes, sir. I'm really thankful that you're giving me this opportunity right here, man.
It's a blessing to have you, man. You know, I kind of talked about a quick bit about how, we talked about a couple of weeks ago that you had a chance to meet you and for the first time. It was just wild that, you know, first of all, you're only 19, and just I mean, the way you just conducted yourself was, you know, this dude was about business and he wasn't being overbearing about it. He was, I mean, if I would have said no, either I would say, hey, I want to fuck with you or whatever, I would have said something like that to him. He would just walked off. He's the type of dude that would have said, okay, cool, keep it moving, and not be disrespectful about it. But, you know, the fact, right off the back of how this dude was acting told me that, man, I think me and him going to end up talking to each other some more about stuff, and hey, sure enough, it ended up happening. So definitely a blessing to have you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And, you know, like, as soon as I met him, I seen how he was dressing, and I was like, hey, are you in the music industry, sir? And he was like, yes, sir. And then that's how that conversation worked. And that night, we had performed at Club Chrome. We had opened up for Marcus Houston, me and Lil Grody and my cousin Andre. And we had opened up, and we had delivered a great show for Mr. Marcus Houston.
Yes, I mean, was crazy. It was a lot of women there, y'all. Gotta put that in perspective, y'all.
A lot of pretty women, too.
Yeah, there was some nice looking women in there. Yes, Lord. Okay. So first off the bat, man, I'm gonna go ahead and chop it up to you as far as like what started you into getting into music in the first place? What was that point that said, hey, music is something I wanna do?
Well, whenever I realized I had a story to tell, and, you know, as far as, you know, my brother, I'll tell y'all this now, like, my brother, he had killed himself when I was 17 years old, and I was already writing poetry, and then my mom had died when I was 8, and I had all this aggression and stuff balled in, and I started writing rhymes, I started writing poetry, and all this anger and stuff was coming out of me, and all this true, real-time music about life, and then my big brother said, man, Charlie, you got a story. And then whenever that happened, I started practicing freestyling and started just trying to, you know what I'm saying, make music. And then everybody kept pushing me to make a mixtape, so I made my first mixtape, and people liked it. And when people liked it, I got the positive response from it. I kept making music, and I kept going with it.
Well, wow. Definitely. You know, and I just wanted to say, it's RIP to your girl, man. I know it's... That's always one of the hardest things is losing a family member. But, you know, it always, it's weird to say this, and some people find it a little weird, but end of the day, that's the way it works. You know, you happen to find a silver lining in it, and that's just definitely a good look.
Yes, sir, and that's how I did it. Like, it got me closer with God. It really did get me way more closer with God. And that's why every day I wake up and I thank him, because I could easily... You know what I'm saying? Been dead a long time ago. God has spent my life 5 times. You know, like, I've been shot at. I've been in car wrecks. I've been in all this other stuff, in all these other negative situations, and God still blessed me. So I'm very thankful. And especially in music, I've only been really rapping for a year, and I've already accomplished a lot for my young age, a whole lot. And I'm very thankful. Because a lot of people have doubted me my whole life. So many people have said I wasn't going to be nothing, wasn't amount to nothing. People said I wasn't going to graduate from high school. I'm in college now. And so many people have just bounced on me my whole life. And, you know, and I've already improved a lot of people wrong. And now I'm just trying to get to that next point to basically forever take care of my family and build homeless shelters and take care of poor people. That's why I work so hard on this music, because I really want it. I really want to get this record. I really want to be able to do good things and help people on these streets that really need it. Because I know how it feels to not have nothing.
And, I mean, I got a question about that, too. Because you said, I'm in awe of that. Because, I mean, really, I'm still, I know how it is being young. You know, when I started this show, everybody did the same thing. Like, oh, man, okay, I did a show. It's cool. And then the same people want to sit there and try to downplay you, and then they see that, oh my God, more and more people support you. Now they want to jump on the bandwagon. Has that happened to you? Like, some of those same people decided that, oh, now they want to try to rock with you now.
Yes, sir. Like, it has really happened, and I be laughing about it sometimes. Like, a lot of people I know that personally don't like me. And it's kind of funny. People really do not like me, but yet they'll go and support my music now. Or like, oh, I know TC, me and him are best of friends, but like a year ago, 2 years ago, he ain't nothing, or he won't be this, he won't be that. It's kind of funny. I'm laughing, and they don't know I know. I mean, they probably know I know, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like whatever. But I'm really just thankful that they're supporting the music now.
Oh, we got to get one. We got to get one of these real quick. We got to get one of these. it is messy, man, and that's just how it is. People, they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to be the ones left out and be like, oh man, you ain't wrestling him, man. You left behind, and they don't want to be the people left behind. That's what that's about.
Yeah, and then also you got to look at it like if you do become something, they want to be like, oh, we supported you, and then a lot of them will have their hand out.
Yeah, like, you owe them something out of here.
Yeah, like, I'm
going to let Taryn talk to you because Taryn, you know, being only about a year on you, she understands about being young right now in this current day and time, and people are talking crazy to her. So I'm going to let Taryn go ahead and drop the mic with you.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing?
How you doing today?
I'm all right. I must say you are inspiration, though. That's crazy, yo. Your story's crazy. Too crazy, but very inspirational. Yeah, I do relate to you a lot with everything that you're saying, because I am 20. I'll actually be 21 this year. But just starting out modeling and then being a radio co-host, everybody's like, oh, no, she doesn't do this. Oh, your numbers are not like this, you know. So it's like you hear this stuff, and then you get these same people that doubt you so much that will call you, that will be in your face, that will show up to these parties to support you. So I understand exactly what you, like, where you're coming from. Like,
and it bothers you sometimes, don't it, too, don't it?
It does, because, I mean, I'm one of those people, like, I mean, I'm from Detroit. So it's like when you know what I'm saying, you don't like snakes. I don't like snakes. I mean, just be real, you know. If you don't like me or you don't mess with me, stay out of my way. But at the same time, it's just like, yeah, I mean, you really, it's just nonsense. I feel like nobody could really disrespect somebody that's more credible than them. That makes no sense at all. That's just straight nonsense. But it's like you got to look at it. I mean, you kind of just got to it's not putting people beneath you, but you're way more credible than those people. So therefore, you just got to look at it like they're going to follow you. That's what they're supposed to do. So it's like you got to sit back and play it cool and be humble. That's all that matters. And you got that. You're doing that. You know what I'm saying? So, and the one thing I like is that you're giving back. You know what I mean? Like, actually interacting with the poor and things of that sort. Like, some people actually start to blow, and then they forget where they came from. So,
yeah. And I can't do it. Me and my city of Sulphur Springs, Texas, we haven't been through a lot. We haven't been through a lot of tragic, a lot of hard times, and I will never forget where I come from. And the first thing I do, like, we have a park in the hood. First thing I want to do is really just build something else around it or do something else positive with it. Because right now, man, it's just, you know what I'm saying, people out here wilding where I'm from right now. It's not just like, okay, I mean, you know, Mexicans and blacks where I'm from right now, they beefing and really need to stop. We all supposed to come together right now and really make something positive. But until we do it, it's still going to be a lot of negative. And that goes for everywhere else, like whether it's in Dallas and everywhere else. Because really we all brothers and sisters stuck in the same movement, stuck in the same ghetto. Tupac preached the same preachings, but people still ain't woke up and seen it yet.
There you
but
go.
One day it's going to really hit everybody in the face. And see, I'm 19 years old, man. I'm 19. And I'm about to be 20. And I'm just trying to make a difference and do something positive for the kids and do something positive for everybody else in the world. And that's my whole goal and that's my whole movement. And, like, God's blessed me to be able to make good music. God has really blessed me, too. And I'm hoping and praying something positive happens because I really want to be a spokesperson. I really want to be a mogul one day to help everybody, help all these young kids, help the youth. Because the youth need guidance. The youth really do need guidance. We need to stop all these murdering and killing and all that other stuff. I you know what I'm saying? I mean, shoot, I done had to hustle, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, I mean, usually most African-American males out here in these streets done had to hustle once or twice, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and females.
I don't diss on your math. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I think marijuana should be legal. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there right now. You know what I'm saying? But just saying, you know what I'm saying? Not the same time, but I'm just saying, everybody out here, you know what I'm saying, out here, you know what I'm saying, having to work hard. That's why I don't, you know what I'm saying, knock somebody else's hustle. But we all got to do something positive for the youth, man. We gotta do something positive for them and try to guide them in the right direction.
True.
Exactly. Because I was talking about, you said something about marijuana now. Although I might not, one of the people I was doing, sluggers, even if I don't smoke marijuana, that I feel that, like a lot of people that, one of the big things on the news right now is, gun control. And they try to figure out, okay, if they decide that they all of a sudden want to start arresting more people and putting them in prisons and stuff, there's no room. And they're like, well, we got to start up. That means we got to build more prisons. We're going to have room to start putting these people in there. I feel like this. If that's the excuse, and I'm not even saying, the gun control, there's a certain way to handle the gun control. A lot of things they're talking about right now ain't really fixing the problem. Eradicating guns, period, ain't the answer. But, they're saying the prisons are overcrowded. Then what? Let's go ahead and start taking people out who shouldn't be in the first place. Okay, I'm a person, and I happen to be caught with some army, with some marijuana on me, and now all of a sudden I'm in prison now.
Right.
Especially if that person isn't going around giving they just for themselves, and they just doing them. Heck, they did them same way people drink. And they still act freaking crazy, whatever. People smoke, they still act crazy. The cigarettes and whatnot. And then, dang, I feel this, that it's some people that's in jail for some stupid stuff, and they're wasting taxpayers' money by having to be in there.
Sure, right.
That's a whole other show. I'd be here all darn day. I ain't done it. Y'all gonna have me on the TV going, like, oh, Lord, he done went to his feelings now.
Y'all know how I do it.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and talk about this track that you got, man. It goes along with most stuff we're talking about today. This track, Young, and I listened to it right for it. I said, I gotta hear this song. So someone telling me, like, this is something I want to play, and I was not wrong. And this
like
track,
that?
Youngin' by you, man, kind of tell us about this track, Youngin', before we play it.
Ever since Youngin', man, that song, like, no one in my community has heard that yet. Like, no one in Silver Spring, like, that's on the album. And I just been real patient with leaking it, you know what I'm saying, with promoting it. Yeah, man, that song, I wrote that straight from the heart. Because, like, I really did start from the bottom. I really didn't have too much, you know what I mean? Everybody look at, like, my grandparents, like, they have money. You know, I'm not going to sit here in front and say, oh, they don't have money. Yeah, my grandparents had money, but my father and them didn't. My mother and them worked. My mama worked 4 jobs, you know what I'm saying? 3 or 4 jobs just to try to raise me. And my father, he was working just to try to raise me. You know, they was poor. And when my mama died, my whole life went down the drain, man. I went through hell. I'm not about to sit here and lie. I went through hell. Even though I was staying with my grandparents, at the same time, like, man, I was basically still taking care of myself. And then when I was 14, I had gotten some trouble, man. Then I moved in with my father and my brother, and then we was poor, you know what I'm saying? We was basically scrapping for food, basically making, you know what I'm saying, just trying to get some meals. It was six, seven people in that house.
Wow.
I had nieces and nephews, you know what I'm saying? And people be like, oh, you got an easy nigga. You don't know shit. Go check my track record.
Real talk.
And I'm serious. I ain't no playing around. And everybody be thinking, oh, That's why ever since a youngin' and that Two Sides of Me freestyle, what I made, all that stuff is all me. And I got a song with Double T. He's out of Dallas. He's a Dallas artist, but he sounds like Luther Vandross. Dude's an amazing singer. I promise you, amazing singer. We got one called I Remember, and that's for everybody, you know what I'm saying? That's just like a life struggle. Talking about my whole life and a lot of pain I've been through, and it's really connected with everybody. I guarantee everybody can relate to losing someone or going through struggles and stuff like that. I got a lot of real talk songs on my album, and my album has not dropped yet.
Yeah, I know that one song, man. I remember the one song you were talking, the one where you were rapping to Jay-Z "Sun Cry" beat. Yeah,
I heard that.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones I heard, man. I was like, man. Because, of course, I heard the ones you performed in the club, but when I heard that, I was like, man. like you really, like he was really making you think. Like, man, you start thinking about people that you lost. Even if you didn't lose them, there's definitely lost people that, you know, that have had disabilities or not, and or this whatever kind of different stuff has happened to them, not being lost or whatnot. And that's just that song right there, man. It's wow.
Yeah, man, I've lost countless amount of people in my life, but you know, God has strengthened me. Like, I remember my friend Kanan Sickles had called me like a month after my brother had died. He had said, "Bro, you motivate me." And I said, "How do I motivate?" He said, "Bro, because you're not dead." He said, "If I was you, I would have been and killed myself." And I was like, "Nah, bro, don't even talk like that with me." You know what I'm saying? God bless you with another day. He gave you another reason to live. You know what I'm saying? You got a kid anyway.
And live for those people that can, and that's not a lot. Not a lot of people. Man, we're gonna get into the song, y'all. We'll be back. We'll be back with boy TC. Of course, my co-host Terron LeBonskin. We'll be mentioning the one, the contest here in a bit. So y'all be on the lookout. People are wondering. They've been asking me like, "Who won? We gonna tell you." So right here,
right.
On Life That Does Live. We'll be right back.
Ever since a youngin', I had to get the paper. I stay one deep, so I had no bakers. I stay one deep, so I had no worries. Women on my mind, but I said, fuck not Tavari. Mama, I'm sorry for being so bad. But money is the object, that is my fab. And I just wanna blab, ball like a bitch, and be a millionaire like T.I. Big Crit. I feel like a boss, I feel like a man, I feel like a hustler. I gotta get them bands. I feel like Hover, I'm about to take over. I'm gonna run them over in that black Range Rover. I ain't scared of nothing, I ain't afraid to fail. And if I do fail, at least I try so well. The heart of a lion, the will of a champ. A go-getter spirit, a hustler's mindset. Ever since a youngin', I've been trying to reach my dreams. Put up for my fam, my town, my team. Ever since a youngin', I've been up on my grind. Up on my hustle, because I wanna shine.
All right, y'all, we're back in the building on Life Ain't Just Live. DJ, my co-host Taryn Lamonsky and my boy
who's
a special guest of the day, my boy TC.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all like that track right there?
Yeah, I like that track because I relate to it. Like you said, and we continue to talk about it over and over. You know, people thinking when you're young that you can't do things, man. It pisses me out to the fullest that people, instead of just doubting you because your age and not reaching out to you and trying to help elevate you, so that when you get older, you can be even better. They sit there and wait for, oh, now that you're older, you understand. No, give me a chance to find out if I'm going to listen. If I'm not going to listen, then you can not work with me. But if I'm trying to fuck with you, then bam, it's just that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my thing. Like, when I first started making music and rapping, I was 18. I was 18 years old. And everybody was like, oh, this dude ain't that good yet. But then, what I'm saying? They kept on seeing the increase. Oh, whoa, he done got way better. But yet they don't expect you to get better. I'm like, man, I'm young.
Some of them don't get better. Sad to say, some of them, they be so stuck in their ways. I'm the coolest thing. And you don't have a humble mindset, you don't get better. So, boy, y'all gonna get me started. All right, before we get some more. Because people have asked me, they've been knocking on my door, they've been throwing eggs in my window. No, they ain't been getting that crazy, but people have been asking me over and over who won the two contests. I will let y'all know. All right, so I'm going to start with the photographer contest first. All right, so photographer contest, and just a reminder, the football photographer contest was a contest we started with on the Dust Spot where people had to be members of DustSpot.com by November 30th. They were ending by November 30th. They had all the way from December 1st all the way to January 27th to submit the pictures. That's a long time, everybody. I'm just saying. Some people may think it wasn't a long time, but really that's a long time, about a good 2 months. So, and the contest was actually announced way before November 30th, so he probably had an idea to be ready. So, that being said, I want to go ahead and shout out to 3 photographers who were involved in the contest. Shout out to my boy, Rodney. Big ups to you, man, Rodney Copeland. Shout out to you for being involved in the contest. Shout out to 151 Proof Envy Photography being involved in the contest, and Ronaldo Creative Photography being involved in the contest. So, that being said, let's go ahead and get into the results of what happened for the contest. All right, so we're going to go from the lowest. We got number 3. Contest number 3 was awarded Rodney Copeland. He ended up coming to the contest with 30%. He had 30% of the votes. And then number two was 151 Proof Envy. He also had another additional 30 votes. So you add 30 and 30, that's 60%. Where the other 40% go, everybody will know. The other 40% went to my boy, Ronaldo Creative Photography. So shout out to Ronaldo Creative Photography for winning the football theme photography contest. What's up? Let's give him a hand for that. Big up to you. Ballin'. All right, everybody know what I'm gonna remind everybody what they all gonna win, because people thought we was playing, we were just being cheesy. We got a lot of these websites that say, oh, we got thousands of people. We're a small website, and yeah, we still doing what it is. So it is what it is. I'll tell y'all. But they have won. All right, then we're going to go to the model contest. The model contest, just as a photographer contest, it was close. And, this was brutal, because it kept going back and forth so many times. I never knew who was going to win. It was just going back and forth. So we're going to go from the bottom, start up from the bottom, now we're here. All right, so, number one. Contest number one, ended up finishing in third place. That's my girl, Miss Kiki Monroe out of ATL, and she's coming out with 7.69% of the votes. Big ups to you for being involved in this football theme model contest. Now, second place was tied up of contestant number two, which contestant number two was Jamie Dash off from good old Texas, down D-Town. She was involved in the contest, and she ended up coming in with 26.92% of the votes. And she tied with, y'all ready? Nevaeh Joy. She tied with my girl Nevaeh Joy for the second place, and that's, again, she had 26.92%. So that makes contest number four the top person, and it's just my girl, Model Angela, which she came on top with 38.46% of votes. Bam, there y'all go. Those are the two people. Those are the people that won the contest. So now y'all know who won the contest. Bam, just like that. Just like that.
The moment y'all was waiting for.
All right, so if y'all don't know they won, I mean, y'all go check it out if they won. You've got shout out sponsor cmware.com. Big ups to them. They would be sponsoring some gear for each other. For each of the contestants, we'll be doing a feature for them on internationalhiphop.com. Also, each one will be getting a $100 Visa gift card to spend however they want to spend it. $100 to spend however they want to spend it, Visa. I'm just saying. And a lot of other stuff we adding to it, fed to it too. So y'all go check it out. See some of the prizes they won. That's just a couple of things they won. So big ups to them once again. And man. As a year, so, man, if you can't really come close to a close, man, I want to just close out and ask you a few more things, TC. And
yes, sir.
That is, man, as far as the top, if you had to pick a top five group of artists that inspire you in the industry, who would you pick?
Is it ever or just right now?
Ever, I give you ever, because I know right now is always the hardest part. I'm going to give you ever.
Ever, Tupac, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Nas, and I'm going to say PMC.
You know what? I like that list. It's very diverse. And you're one of the first people who I met. He was one of the terror. I think he was the first artist I asked that question, and he with no hesitation. He had it together. He had it together. That's how you know that's who he truly, you know, he rocking them for sure. So I can rock with him because people I rock with.
The one thing that I was going to say this, the one thing that got me about Kanye West is that Kanye West is music. People can hate on Kanye West. You know, so many people don't like him. But if you look up in the history, if I'm not mistaken, he's leading like everybody in Grammy Awards in hip hop history. He has 21.
Right. I did not like 808 Heartbreak that much, so that's one CD.
I didn't
so one CD I did not buy by Kanye. All other than that, every other CD, brought it, I brought all of them, so everything else I brought from him. That CD just wasn't the one for me.
Yeah,
okay,
but
so,
I mean, it's all that auto-tune, though, man.
Yeah, people think I'm hating, but you feel me on that now. You feel me on what I mean by that. You understand that that wasn't just me being mean. It was the auto-tune. Bro, I said the same thing. People think me crazy. It's too much auto-tune for me. Like, just go out the door like you've been doing, like you did every CD before. So, I like you saying that they actually don't do music. All right, I'm going to go ahead. I think we got some callers. We're going to peek. We got a caller from your area, man. We're going to see who that is. If they want to talk, caller. Got another call for the 903 first. Two numbers, 24. You on Life of the Dust Live? What's up?
What's up?
They might just be listening. I know they'd be shy. Be like,
oh, my, he found me on the air.
No, Grand Smith, man. Oh, girl, you represent 903, so what's good? You know what I'm saying? 903 all day for, with me, so it's Spring.
Yeah, I saw it. It got to be somebody from the area. I know how it gets down. All right, so, man, I want to go ahead and get up to the close, man. Just once again, man, thank you for coming to the show. You are just a very phenomenal young man. And how to, I make myself so sort of, oh, you're a phenomenal young man. And, yeah, I mean, for people, I think that's what they see. That's exactly why people think I'm older than what I am. But anyways, you know, it's just a pleasure of having to get a chance to meet you and have you on the show, man. Continually do what you're doing, man, and just continue to get better. Like you say, you want to see us always listening and always getting better. Continue doing that, man. You know, you will get the respect that you deserve in this industry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Most
thank
definitely.
You.
Also,
I mean, let everybody know how they can find your stuff, man, because they gotta go check your stuff out.
Yes, sir. That's what I was gonna say. You can find me on Twitter at Traylon Clayton. That's TRAYLON and Clayton CLAYTON. You can find me on Facebook, capital TC and then space Clayton. And then you can also, my YouTube is Traylon, TRAYLON 100. And you can find it. And also, I'm shooting a music video March 16th in Silver Springs, Texas. Contact me, 903-243-8653, if you want to get in it. Or if you're, you know, a fan or whatever, you want some music or whatever, you know what I'm saying, contact me. And we're about to get to it. We're about to get on our grind mode for real. All
right, y'all heard him.
Y'all heard him, baby.
Also, I want to give a shout-out to my manager, Jerome Johnson, in Silver Springs, Texas, my hometown. And thank you, Ceddie J. And thank you. Your name's. Say your name for me one more time, ma'am.
Karen Lamont.
Karen. Thank you, Karen. Yeah, follow me on Twitter, too.
Okay.
Karen.
Karen. Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry, I said Karen, my fault. I apologize. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you just see, I pressed for the second part of the name a million times. I can call it all kind of whatever.
Yep.
And thank y'all. Y'all have been great hosts, too.
Thank you so much.
We're glad to have you, man.
It was a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Oh, I got to give a shout out to, I'm sorry, you know, I make sure we do this. I got to give a shout out to my girl, Keisha Divas. Of son, he actually celebrated his birthday today, so shout out to Keith the Diva's son.
Yeah, shout out to the little man.
And, man, y'all, we're coming to a close tonight, this month. But, guys, got to come. Now, reminder, if you missed any parts of the show, you can always check him out at me and a couple places. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/CeddieJ. That's blogtalkradio.com/CEDDY. Letter J. Go there, you can check out all the shows. You can check them out on iTunes and type in Life at the Dust Live. And they are for free. Mm-hmm. You go to iTunes, you can listen to all the shows for free on there. And or you have the TuneIn app, radio app, you can also listen to the shows on there. So there you go. That's a couple different ways. And, of course, dustspot.com, DUSKSCOT.com. Check it out there.
Check it out, y'all.
Follow me, yours truly, at Ceddie J Dust, at CEDDY, letter J, DUSK. Follow the show's Twitter, Dustspot, that's DUSKSPOT. Tara Lamonsky, let them know they can find you.
Mm-hmm. Y'all can find me on Twitter at Taryn Lamon, that's TARYNLYYMON. Also on Facebook, other than that, Instagram, it's all the same, and then Google. You already know, y'all can find your girl. Also on Dustspot, I'm on Dustspot too, Taryn Lamon, got my little page, y'all check that out too.
You on Instagram, Sex Lexus?
Hey, okay. Yeah. That's how
I'm
talking
to Molly.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, y'all, we rolled on that, y'all. Oh, y'all tuned to the craziest shows on the net. We are rolling out, reminding you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do. Remember, well, there's a J, or there's a
T.
Oh, there's a T-C.
T.
There is. Oh, there's a U. episode of Life of the Dust Live with the craziest people in the world. Your boy,
craziest.
Sarah Lamonsky.
Hey.
And that's my girl, Keisha D, with her son's birthday.
Keith.
We are at the building, y'all.
We are out.
Peace out.
In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.